Welcome, everybody.
欢迎大家。
Peace to you all.
平安与你们同在。
Now, for those of you who are late, were late.
那些迟到的人们。
There was an offering.
记得啊，就是前面有奉献时间。
If you want to offering the boxes at the back.
如果你还没来得及奉献，那个盒子还在哦。
Not really. I'm just talking about something on the 21st of December.
其实我是开玩笑的啦，我是想让你就是不要错过我们刚才的一些通知。那我们在21号这个星期天呢
our Christmas service starts at 3:00 p.m.
那我们的圣诞聚会那天是特别的圣诞聚会，是三点开始哦，不是两点。
That is the reason why is because the morning service has also got a party.
因为我们早上的早上堂他们也有他们的圣诞聚会，所以会延迟一点。
So we decided to delay our service for an hour.
所以我们就自己的开始的时间也要延迟一小时。
Okay, so basically just show up the same way, but just an hour later.
那跟平时来是一样的，就是记得一个小时之后来。
Okay, if you forget,
如果你忘了呢?
Then you can join the morning service.
那你就跟早上堂的人一起敬拜吧。
Now we never had this problem in other years.
那我们平时是没有这方面的，以前去年是没有这个问题的。
Because we normally have a day off.
一般那个时候就我们都是放假休息嘛，所以就
On our day off is when they have the party.
所以一般他们平时都是这样早上聚会，一般聚会的比较晚。
We normally have our Christmas service a week before.
那我们平时呢都是提前一个周日就已经把我们的圣诞聚会做完了。
Amen. So, this year we don't have any time off at all.
那今年呢，我们就是真的没有休息哦。
Because Christmas falls in between the week.
因为圣诞节呢，就是卡在两个周日之间嘛。
So you'll be glad to know, on the 21st, it's 3:00.
那你们要记得哟，21号那一天三点来聚会。
And on the 28th, we also.Meeting here for a prayer service.
那二十八号的那天呢，我们也在这里聚会。那我们是下午两点是祷告会。
2:00.
记得还是普通的正常的开始时间两点。
Amen. Remember this because in a couple of weeks' time is already Christmas.
你要记得哦，因为就是马上一两周就开始要圣诞节了。
Amen. When we pray that day, we're going to thank the Lord for everything that He's done.In the year.
那祷告会的那一天，我们是想做一个感恩的聚会，是感谢神这一年的工作。
And then we're going to pray about things that we believe God will do the coming year.
然后我们也继续为明年神会要继续的工作，我们继续在上面祷告。
How many of you know we need to follow God's agenda?
大家知不知道，我们祷告的目的是我们想遵循神的计划和旨意。
His program.
是神的节目。
His method.
是神的方法。
We pray about.His what he wants to do.
我们祷告是要祷告神想做什么。
Not what we want to do.
不是我们想做什么。
Many times we spend a lot of time praying for what we want to do.
很多时候我们祷告都是在祷告我们自己的旨意成就。
What we want.
都是我们自己想要什么的。
A lot of the times in the years in church we have a program and we pray that God will bless it.
很多时候我们呢教会呢都会给一大堆的那个信息哈，我们就按照那个已经计划好的信息祷告。
But over the years as I got older I began to pray for God's what God wants to do.
那随着我们自己慢慢成长呢，灵命成熟以后，你会发现其实我们更重要的是要寻找到神的旨意。
The way God does things is according to scripture.
按照圣经的教导神是怎样做事的。
And it demands us to change.
就是因为神的旨意不一样的，所以他才要求我们来进入他的旨意来改变。
And it demands us to be patient.
所以神也需要我们有耐心来等待他的旨意发生。
To have faith.
有信心在他的旨意上面。
And to believe in what he can do.
是相信神能够做的事情。
Amen. Hallelujah. So 21st and 28th.
所以记得哦，21号和28号的这样的安排。
So today I want to talk to you about.A Christmas message already.
那今天呢，我们就已经开始我们的圣诞信息了。
Which is Wonderful Counselor.
今天的讲题是奇妙测试。
Where this comes from is Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
奇妙测试的这个词来自于以赛亚书九章六节。
Isaiah prophesied, made this prophecy concerning the coming Messiah.
在以赛亚预言的时候，他就已经预言了将有一个弥赛亚的到来。
But he prophesied this during a terrible, terrible time in Israel.
他当时在预言的时候，其实以色列当时的状态是非常不好的。
When the Assyrians from the north is about to come and invade Israel.
当敌人呢要外侵来侵占以色列的时候。
So it's a bit like Putin is about to come and invade UK.
就像普丁呢准备来到英国来攻击和侵犯我们的英国一样。
And so we expect prophecy to be the Lord shall deliver you.
所以那个时候大家都会想着说、哦、这主啊你一定要释、让我们释放
I have you under my wings
主啊你会保护我们在你的翅膀之下
And your enemy shall scatter
主啊你的敌人要分散
None of that
不是这样的预言哦
Instead a prophecy of 800 years later
他竟然是发一个800年后才会发生的一个预言
Nothing about what's happening now but God is giving hope to the people of future
他完全不是为他当下的那个光景的战争的光景去祷告的
and,
反倒是为后来的子民祷告
And it is a lesson that we need to learn
这个也是我们要学习的功课
Sometimes our hope may not happen in our lifetime
很多时候呢我们自己个人的盼望不一定会在我们的所活的那个日子发生
We may not get what we want
我们可能在世的那些年不是得到什么
But one thing
都是我们自己想要的
is guaranteed
但有一件是肯定会发生的
That our hope is in the future
那就是在未来在神里头的计划定然发生
When we meet with Christ
所以这是在基督里的计划和
So some of us may have to put up with a non-ideal life
很多人我们可能要活一生不太满意的人生
Not because that God does not want to give it
不是神不想给你这样的人生
It's because in creation we find ourselves in a time of trouble in the earth
而是我们其实从创世开始呢就已经因为罪在这个世上要受苦了
The Bible says God gives the sun shines on the righteous and unrighteous the rain comes on the righteous and unrighteous
因为圣经里面说神 降雨给义人也给不义的人给阳光给义人也给不义的人
Amen and, But within that God is with us
但就不管是什么样的状况有一点是肯定的就神与我们同在
Amen. Even though the environment around us and circumstance of life may not be ideal nevertheless God is with us
不管你的环境也好你现在所处的状况也好都不是你的理想状态但是有一点是绝对不会变的就是神是与你我同在的
It will be okay
你一定会在神的同在中没问题的
And so Isaiah prophesied
所以以赛亚这样说预言说
to another generation,
他对下几代的人说
800 years later,
800年以后的人说
Can you go back to verse 6 please? That he prophesies the good news.
他给了一个好消息
And here's what he says.
他所说的是
verse 6, For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder.And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
第六节，因有一婴儿为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
And verse 7 says, Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end.On the throne of David and of his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness for this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
第七节，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他并在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And we see this being fulfilled in Luke chapter 1, verse 31 to 33.
这个预言的成就了就在路加福音一章三十一到三十三节。
And behold, you will conceive, God is talking to Mary, in your womb, bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High.And the Lord will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end.
三十一节说你要怀孕生子，要给他起名叫耶稣，他将要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖先大卫的王位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
It's strange, isn't it, that this passage of scripture is read at nearly every school during a nativity play.
每年呢，在学校里面有那种圣诞的表演的时候，这一节经文永远是被学校采用的。
You know, we see little kids dress up as shepherds, Mary and Joseph, and then someone reads, and they normally read a verse like this.
每年学校的圣诞表演呢，小朋友们穿成玛利亚的样子和约瑟的样子，然后总会有一个人说读这样的经文给我们。
In mysteriously, every school is probably actually reading the most important text.
他们可能是
for humanity.
这些学校可能都想不到，他们其实每年反复所读的这个经文是可能人生人最需要的经文，最重要的。
First, it declares good news.
第一呢，它就是在宣告有一个好消息。
That there is a Messiah born as a baby.
因为有一个弥赛亚将要以一个婴儿的形式出生。
Amen.That's God coming in the flesh.
这是神道成肉身的意思。
And the next very important thing, which I think is very important that's been announced, is that this Messiah will sit on the throne of David.
那还有一个很重要的信息，就是这个弥赛亚，他是要坐在祖先大卫的王位上。
And his kingdom is forever.
然后他的国度是永永远远没有穷尽的。
Three things there.
有三个点哦。
The Messiah come in the flesh.
第一，弥赛亚会道成肉身。
He becomes a king.
他会成为一个王。
On David's fulfilling the prophecy of David.
就是大卫自己的预言中的那个王。
And that he reigns in a kingdom that lasts forever.
然后这个弥赛亚的国度，他自己在这个国度里面是完全无穷尽。
And let's go back to Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 and 7.
那我们再回到刚才看到的。
That is what this scripture is talking about.
那我们再重新回到以赛亚书九章六到七节，看看是讲什么。
And when he talks about a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, these are the titles, these are the descriptive titles of the Messiah.
他的名字叫奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君，这个就是弥赛亚的名字哦。
Amen. And then in verse 7,It describes that this Messiah will have the throne of David, and he will bring peace to the world.
那第七节又继续在说，他必要坐在大卫的宝座上，而且那个平安是永永远远的。
And that what he establishes in this kingdom is forevermore.
他所成就的这个国是坚固稳定的，而且直到永远。
So we see the parallel between Isaiah and Luke.
所以我们就像是平行的看着两书卷，一个是以赛亚书，一个是路加福音。
One is prophesying, the other one is fulfilling.
一个是在预言未来的要发生的事，一个是这样讲已经成就了的预言。
Amen. And so we look at wonderful counselor. Let's go back to verse 6.
那我们再看看九章六节里面讲的奇妙测试。
Wonderful counselor.
奇妙测试。
And I believe God today wants us to know that He is a wonderful counselor.
今天我想让大家特意来注重和来思想这一点奇妙的测试。
You know, sometimes in translations, words are often not powerful enough.
很多时候你知道其实很多语言一翻译过来那种能力就好像没有了似的。
Especially when modern English,
特别是现代的英语
words means different to different people.
很多语言呢讲给不同的人听就有不同的解读。
The word wicked to me, in my generation, means you're very evil.
那 wicked 这个词呢，如果在我们这个年代呢，会觉得你是不好的。
But today people think that is, you know, you're really cool.
但你要去问一个不同的年代的人，他们会说这个词很酷的。
And then I hear youngsters talk about you're very sick.
我相信很多年轻人会经常跟我说，哇，你真的很病态耶。那就 sick， 就是 是一个好词，就年轻人觉得是个好的词。
We use that word very differently.
就我们那个年代就会觉得是病态的意思嘛。
And then the people would say, hey, well, you're very cute.
那现在呢就也有人说你很可爱。
In the old days, the word cute meant you're very astute in mind, very sharp.
那你以前其实很多年前我们讲到可爱这个词的时候是指你的观察力啊和你的那个醒察力在头脑中很厉害。
Worst of all, in some parts of America, the word cute, when people say, you're very cute. It means you've got bow legs.
哦、oh, ，还有一种呢，就是很多年前美国，他们要是说你很可爱，他们是说你有螺旋腿，其实不好看的。
So can you imagine in the old days if people come here and say to a girl, "Hey, you're very cute."
所以如果
it means like you got bow legs.
所以呢，要是换到很多年前的美国，如果你跑去跟人说哇你好可爱，人家会把可爱那个词听成哇你有螺旋腿耶。
And so, what is the word "wonderful" mean to us?
那我今天想问的是，这个奇妙两个字与你而言又是什么意思
？Oh, we open the Christmas present. Oh, this is wonderful.
那是不是你打开你的那个树底下的礼物的时候，你说哇，这种感觉好奇妙
？Very special.
你因为你觉得很特别
，very beautiful.
你觉得很美丽。
But here, wonderful means amazing.
但这里的奇妙指的是很就奇妙的意思，中文的奇妙。
Beyond human understanding.
是能够是超越了人可以理解的一种奇妙。
Incomprehensible.
是不能叫人理解的一种奇妙。
The Messiah is amazing.
所以我们是在说我们的弥赛亚太奇妙了。
Beyond our capability of understand who he is.
奇妙到不是我们人可以能够理解和看见的。
What is this amazing ability that he has that is relevant to us today?
那今天我们所说的这么奇妙的一个测试和能力，它跟我们有什么关系呢？
That he is a counselor.
它是一个测试。
What does it mean, counselor mean?
测试与你们来说什么意思呢？
Counselor does not just mean someone counseling someone.
好像我们的对测试的理解，可能就是有些人来给我们心理咨询一下啊。
It means somebody who has exceptional wisdom and knowledge.
测试是指一种有很特别的大高智慧的人。
In other words, this amazing Messiah.Has wisdom and knowledge that none of us can comprehend.
那其实他这句话是在说，我们有一个弥赛亚，他所有的智慧和高度是我们人根本无法去解读的。
That is important.
这个最重要了。
Because in our lifetime, we have many issues.
因为在我们自己的人生中，我们经常碰到各样的问题。
And that's why we can have confidence in seeking.Our counselor.
这是为什么我们去来问我们的奇妙测试，才有这么多的信心在他身上。
You see, Jesus has come in the flesh.
耶稣是道成了肉身的。
And yet he still retained the nature of his as God.
但他仍然有神的特性在他的生命里。
His mind, his thinking is beyond our thinking.
他的想法和他的思想完全的高乎于我们可以想象的。
He thought about you and me.Before he created the heavens and the earth.
你知道在他还没有造天地之前，他是先想到你我才造的。
Think about this.
你们思想一下。
Before God created the heavens and the earth and man, he already knew exactly how many people he's going to make, is going to be born, and each one, their name, where they're going to live, and all of their history.
你能想象吗？其实神在造天地之前和造人之前，他已经能够想到他以后会要碰到多又造出多少的人类，然后每个人类的名字，你是什么具体的方向啊？家住哪里呀、啊？叫什么名字？他都清清楚楚。
That's why Acts chapter 17 speaks about in God's hand do we live and have and being our move and be our being.
那所以在使徒行传的第十七章才说我们都是在神的手掌心当中的
that he set the boundaries of every nation and that he's determined every one of us when are we going to be born and where are we going to be born which race
他已经在各个国家定下了各种界限然后他已经定下了每一个人在哪个时候哪个地点要出生
you see many times I sayOh, I wish I was born 10 years earlier in the UK.
我们人经常会说，哎，我要是要是在英国的话，我要十年前出生就好了。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么？
People who are 10 years older than me, they got the best pensions.
因为那些比我大十岁的人呢，他们比我就是多拿很多的退休金。
Amen. Before the rules change, they were the one who can go to university as many times they like, free of charge, and they have to pay, and then government have to give them money.
那个时候十年前的那些人他们去上学啊都不用钱的上大学啊都是可以免费的他们想怎么读就怎么读。
I know people who went to university twice.
我都有知道很多人他们就是学了不同的科目两次。
Got two degrees.
他们用了不同的学历。
And the government gave them grants.
然后神还给他们各样的保险金。
And this person's name is Jeremy Corbyn.
So Jeremy Corbyn 就是我说的这个人。
A lot of the politicians actually done that.
很多你知道很多政治家都像 Jeremy Corbyn 一样都有这样的待遇的。
Do you understand? I wish I was born 10 years earlier.
所以我当时就想哎呀我要是十年前出生就好了。
However, I'm not.
当然这个事情没有发生。
I wish I was born a different nationality.
我还希望我是一个不同国籍的人出生的呢。
But you're not.
但是事实不是啊。
I wish I was born in a different family.
我希望我出生在一个不同的家庭。
With different parents.
有一个不同的父母。
But you're not.
但是你也改变不了什么。
God has determined.
神已经决定好了。
Which race, when, and where.
不管你是什么种族的，你要什么时候出生，在哪里出生，都定好了。
Amen. And that's why God's wisdom is beyond our wisdom.
所以神的智慧远远高过我们的智慧。
It may seem foolishness to us.
在我们眼中也许看为愚昧。
It may not make any sense to us.
也许在我们眼中也不理解。
Isaiah says God does not do anything.God actually sees the end before he starts.
所以以赛亚教我们说，神是先看见了结尾，然后才决定要做什么的。
Amen. Isn't it wonderful? Before you invest, you already see that your money grows before you put your money in.
你能够想象吗？就是你投资之前，你已经看到你投资的大结果了，你这才愿意去投资的那种感觉。
An amazing, amazing ability that God has.
神有这么大的能力。
And yet.Life seems random.
但是好像生活的感觉就是很巧合。
Life seems accidental.
好像所有的事情都是巧合，正好碰到
发生。God seems quiet.
好像神觉得很安静。
Invisible.
感觉又看不见。
Hiding.
好像藏起来了。
Ignoring us.
然后就不理我们。
It seems that we are alone.
感觉我们是很孤单的。
It feels like we're struggling by ourselves.
好像我们是自己在挣扎而已。
It feels like no one knows what our thinking.
好像也没有人读懂我们在想什么。
Yet, Scripture tells us, before the foundation of the earth, Christ already died for you and me.
但圣经却是说，在还没有创世之前，基督就已经决定要为你我而死了。
In other words, before God made Adam and Eve, He already saved them first. He already knows how to save them.
当亚当和夏娃还没被造出来的时候，神就已经有了一个大计划，要怎么拯救他们从罪里出来。
He planned to die for man before he made man.
他已经计划好了，他要为人去死。他还没造人的时候就计划好了。
In other words, God has already got a plan for you before he made you.
所以神在还没有造你之前，就已经把你的计划计划好了。
He's already got a purpose for you before he's made you.
他已经有了给了你一个人生目的，在你都还没有被造之前。
He already knows all the bad things and the good things are going to happen.
他已经知道在你生命中各种好事坏事要怎么发生。
That's why in God.
所以在神里。
You never lose.
他你永远都打不了输的
仗。The only way you can lose is by saying no.
你除非你要输，唯一的原因就是你要跟他拒绝他。
I want independence.
你说我不要，我要自己独立出来。
I don't want you to rule over me.
我不要你来掌管我的生命。
Amen. But if we learn to submit to His will,
如果我们学会去顺服神的旨意
，Hallowed is Your name, Your kingdom come, Your will be done in each day.
如果你每天都是用主导文这样祷告，愿你的国度降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And each day invite the heavenly bread, the presence of God into your life.
每天都请神来进入到我们的里面，在我们的里面。
Good and bad.
不管好事坏事。
Somehow your life gets navigated.
有的时候你就会发现你的人生中有一个导航。
You may not go through happy times all the time, but there will be good times and bad times, but somehow God is navigating life through this very dark earth.
所以就很多时候你觉得不管我是走了好有好事还是坏事一天好的一天不好都有一个导航明明的在那里带着我们走。
And he says something astonishing.
然后他就说了一个很叫人震惊的话。
That we will overcome.
他说我们会得胜。
Because he overcome.
因为他已经得胜了。
Amen.We have victory because He has already had victory.
我们能得胜的原因是因为神已经得胜了。
It's amazing.
是不是很奇妙？
That's why when God does things in our lives, it's wisdom that is beyond your wisdom.
所以当神在你的生命中做事的时候，你要相信他的智慧远远超过于你的智慧。
He has knowledge beyond your knowledge.
他所认识的，他的高度远远超过你的高度。
What's amazing about God?He knows the past, present, and future all at the same time.
神是过去的、曾经的、现在的、未来的，全都知道。
And that's why it makes us, it may give us a headache.
这是为什么我们就头大了。
No matter how much you think,
不管你怎么想。
How is God going to get me out of this?
那神要怎么样把我从我这个困境中解救出来呢？
How is he going to resolve this issue in my life?
这么难解的题，神要怎么给我解呢？
And those of us who've been Christian for long enough, we can look back and say, God can.
那这些已经有了很长的多年的跟神同行的经历的人，你回头一看，你说原来神一直都可以。
God specializes in miracles.
神在做神迹上面是超厉害的。
Amen. The things that he can do, but you can't do, that's what we call miracles.
我们为什么叫神迹呢？就是神可以做，可是你就自己做不了的才叫神迹啊。
How is my children going to change?
那我的孩子要怎么才会有变呢？
How are they going to overcome?
他们怎么样才能够得胜过来呢？
How are they going to get a job?
他们怎么样能找到工作呢？
Now this has happened. How is things going to be turned around?
那这些事情要怎么能挽回呢？
Those of us who have been a Christian for long enough,
那这些跟
we say, he can.
那我们这些有很长经历的跟神同行的人就一定会有很有信心的说他一直可以。
Although we're not quite part of the cloud of witness,
虽然我们还谈不上配得叫彩虹般的见证人。
We can say now he can.
但起码现在，因为我们还没死嘛，所以但我们现在可以说神真的可以。
Where God can do miracles.
我们说神可以做神迹。
But one thing he wants from us.
但有一件神想让我们做的。
Is to believe him.
就是相信他。
Amen. As long as we work hard to do our part, what we can't do, he can do.
只要我们认真的把我们能做的、该做的做了，剩下的都交给神来做。
But more importantly, what we can do, he won't do.
但是你会发现哦，当你称你自己很能行的话，你能做的时候，神就不做了，他就走开了。
Oh, I don't want to go to the dentist. God will give me new teeth.
哦，我才不要去看牙医呢，因为神给我一个金牙。
Now you go and get some new teeth.
你去试试看，你能不能有一个金牙。
No, I won't go and see the doctor. God will heal me. Go and see the doctor.
那我才不要去见医生呢，因为神会医治我。不，你应该去见医生哦。
It is only when the doctor can't do anything about it.
神做事的时候呢，就是当连医生都拿你没辙的时候。
Then we can still believe all will be well.
但是我们那个时候仍然相信一切都会好。
No, I won't go and find a job. God will just bring me a job by an angel.
那我如果我要找工作，我说啊，神啊，你用你的天使来赐我一份好工作。
You go and find a job.
不是的，你是要自己慢慢去找的。
In my first year as a Christian,
我第一年当基督徒的时候
，I think I was only a few weeks old.
我可能就是两个星期大。
No, a few weeks old.
两个星期大。然后我就有信心。
And I remember when a few months later when the exam was coming up on the first year.
那我记得呢，我当时第一年要考试嘛。
And I remember all my 8 subjects came within 1 week.
然后我记得我所有的八门要考的试呢，都是那一个星期来。
And that week was a Crusade week.
那一个星期呢，就是我觉得圣日，就圣星，很圣洁的星期。
In fact, the crusade happened here.
其实这个圣日就发生在今天。
I had a dilemma.
然后我当时就有一个想法。
Revise.
我要先复习。
Go to the crusade.
然后我要去 crusade, 就是一个活动啊。
In those days, I didn't have a leader who guided me.
那个时候我没有一个长者能够来帮助我。
I just went.Crusade.
然后我就自己决定了，我要去参加那个活动。
My exams, no problem. God will make me get 8 A's.
考试绝对没有问题的，我大有信心，神让我拿全部 A 的。
So I decided to tell everybody about it.
然后我呢就很大肆的跟所有的人宣告说
，God's gonna get me 8 A's.
神会让我八门科全部拿 A 的。
And I'm going to the crusade.
然后我呢要去那个营会啊，那个活动。
And then I said to my friends, you who have no faith.
然后我还跟我的朋友说，你们这些没信心的人
，You can do your revision.
你们慢慢做你们的复习好了。
But I'm not gonna do any revision.
我都不会要复习的。
I'm gonna get 8 A's.
我会拿到 A 的。
Because in those days, my theology was God.The things that I can do and I'm not doing, I didn't realize God won't do for me.
然后我那个时候的神学观念呢，就是我没有意识到我可以做的事情，我要是懒得不做的话，神不会替我做的。
And I remember telling a non-believer.
我当时记得我跟一个不信的人说。
Because I would hope to convert that person through my faith.
我还想用我自己的那种神学观去让这个人来信主。
I said, brother, I'm going to get 8 A's.
我说你等着，你看着哈，我肯定要拿 A 的。
And the guy said, okay, let's see.
然后这个人就说，那好吧，我们等等看。
I I took my exams.
然后我就考试了。
And I had 8 D's.
然后我拿了八个 D， 就是没及格的意思。
And then beginning of the next term.
然后呢，下一个学期。
I was just avoiding everybody.
我就尽量的不敢见人。
And then the brother who guy who I tried to evangelize.
然后那个我一直想传福音的那个人呢，就过来了。
Joshua, I got you. What did you get?
然后说，哎，你拿了几分呢？
I said, you don't want to know.
我说，你可能不想知道。
I said, I've got 8 D's.
我说我拿的是 D， 不是 A。
Blaming God.
然后我当时就使劲的骂神。
I said, I'll never trust you again.
我再也不信你了。
And then the guy said, that's a miracle.
然后那个人竟然对我说，这就叫神迹。
That's actually a greater miracle.
这个是大神迹哦。
Because 70 plus is an A.
因为要考70%才叫 A。
D is a narrow band.
你知道能够考到 D 这么小的一个是很不容易的。
It's within 10%.
只有10%的可能性哦。
It's a great miracle.
他说这个是大神迹哦。
I said, go away.
然后我说你走开点。
I said, you don't need to be saved.
你也不需要再被得救了。
You see, brothers and sisters, I learned the hard way. What you can do, if you don't do,God won't do for you.
所以我是学了一个很可怕的一个功课的，就是当你其实自己可以做的，你竟然把它放到神手上说不做的话，神不会那样给你的。
God is our helper, but not our servant.
神是我们的帮助者，但他不是我们的奴隶。
He is our master, not your slave.
他是我们的主人，但不是我们的服务生。
You can't wake up in the morning and say, God, make me a cup of tea.
你不可能早上起来你说神啊，来给我泡杯咖啡，泡杯茶。
Amen. But beyond our ability.
但是 超越我们自己所能做的。
God knows our struggles.
神真的知道我们在挣扎着。
He knows the environment that we are living in.
他知道我们所在的环境如何。
He knows everything about us.
他也知道我们所有的事情。
He knows about it long time ago.
他老早前就知道了。
And he always finds a solution.
所以他永远会给你一个答案。
And what do we do?
那我们要做什么？
Turn your mind into neutral.
把你的头脑就是改成中立的。
Be patient.
然后就耐心等待
and pray,
然后在祷告中
and be amazed what solution he can bring around.
你们会很吃惊的发现神会怎么样扭转一切呢？
Amen. Many times God is actually working with issues inside our hearts, got nothing to do with your problem.
其实很多时候神真正的工作是在你里面关于你的心在做工作，跟你那个问题其实不是太相关的。
You don't see the connection.
你自己可能看不到这个联系
But he can.
但神是看得到联系的
Amen. He somehow, when he pressed that bit, it releases the other bit.
很多时候你发现你摁的是这个按钮，可是怎么搞的那边那个按钮打开了。
God opens one door and opens another door.
神好奇怪，就开你开的这个门，然后神把那个门打开了。
And that's why I advise people, sometimes when you want a particular job,You might have to step into another job. Got nothing to do with the other job.
那你可能有的时候，你们其实觉得自己在了一个正确的工作当中，可能神的心意是让你在另外一个工作当中的。
Because God may have a way.
因为神有他自己的方式。
Amen. That you know nothing about.
你自己都完全不知道的。
So God is amazing.
神很奇妙。
And this is why wonderful counselor is amazing beyond my understanding of His knowledge and of His.Wisdom.
所以我们说的奇妙测试是指他那奇妙的智慧根本就不是我们人类自己能够想得到的。
And so Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 says, In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
所以哥罗西书二章三节说在他里面蕴藏着一切智慧和知识。
And this is so relevant to us that we need the wisdom of God and His knowledge.
这个对我们来说很重要，因为我们需要的是神的那些智慧和知识。
More than any generation, we need it in this one.
比其他的各代人更需要，我们特别需要智慧和知识。
Because today we can't even tell whether something is real or not real.
因为现在我们现在这个年代，就连什么东西是真真假假，我们都分不清了。
Yesterday I was horrified to learn there's an actress that everybody's talking about, and she's actually an AI.
我们昨天我才很震惊的发现，有一个大家最近都在热聊的一个女演员，竟然是 AI 做的。
You cannot tell whether it's real or not real.
你竟然都不知道，大家都在喜欢的这个演员，竟然是一个智能人。
How about some truth that people are teaching on the YouTube?
那如果你要去看到那些网站上的各种所谓的教导圣经的人，那你怎么去辨别他们是真人假人
？It is so difficult for young people now to know. Is that person telling me the truth? Is that the correct interpretation of Scripture? Is that what's happening to me?
所以现在的年轻人啊，他们上网，他们都自己都很难找到到底什么是真理。公说公有理，婆说婆有理，那我要听谁的才好呢？
It's one confusion.
就是很混乱的。
And I tell you, brothers and sisters, that confusion is a hindrance for us to enter into God.
所以就是因为有这样子的迷惑，就让我们更加知道，我们一定要里头进入神里。
It is the battle of the mind.
这是头脑里头的一种挣扎。
In our generation, our minds are being fought. It's been is the where the battle is.
所以我们这个年代的人呢，我们大部分的所谓的征战都是在头脑里面。
The world and the devil is bringing us so much information.
世界呢和敌人呢就把各种各样的讯息全部放进我们的脑子里。
And we're wondering why our prayers are not being answered.
这我们就开始会怀疑说，为什么我们祷告都没有神垂听呢？
Because we are thinking of God in a certain way.
因为我们其实是已经很错误的解读误会了神。
We are interpreting scripture in the wrong way.
我们在看圣经的时候也是完全在一种误会的解读当中。
And that's why we need to come back to the wonderful counselor.
这是为什么我们一定要回到这奇妙的测试。
Lord, teach me the truth.
主啊，你来亲自教导我这真理。
Teach me your ways.
你来教导我你的道路。
Amen. When we read the scripture, we have to read it.Right.
我们要是读圣经的话，真的要读到真理里才行。
Because deception can sound so much like the truth.
很多这种假的教导呢，可能跟真的教导真的很难分辨。
So both in the church and outside the church, we need discernment.
所以不管是在教会里还是教会外，我们都需要有这分辨的能力。
We need to know whether this is real or not real. This is correct or not correct.
我们需要知道这个到底是真呢，是假呀，是对还是错。
It is more important.In this generation than in any other generation.
所以我们这一代人可能对我们来说更重要了。
Because the battle is for our minds.
因为我们头脑里有太多的征战。
We've been told a lot of things.
我们听了太多的资讯。
We need God's wisdom and God's knowledge in order to know whether something is truth or a lie.
我们需要神的智慧和知识来分辨到底我所听的是真理还是谎言呢？
Amen. And it is possible.
这个是完全可能的。
Because whenever we come before God,
因为当我们来到神的面前时,
we are a spirit.
我们是一个灵。
We know.
我们知道。
When we receive something that is truth,
当我们真的得到的是真理的话,
we have the ability.
我们有这样的能力。
Because God is able to speak to us.
因为神可以直接对我们的灵说话的。
To communicate with us.
他是可以跟我们在灵里交流的。
I'm not saying that God will talk to us in a voice.
我说的不是肉耳耳朵你要听见神哦。
God has the ability somehow to communicate with us without us even knowing that he's talking to us.
因为我们是灵与灵的这种交流呢，神是完全可以跟你去交流的，但是很奇妙的是，有时候交流你都不知道那是神。
But if we spend enough time before God, our hearts,No, because there is a peace.
那我们如果跟神的交流
There is an assurance.
如果我们跟神的交流有很多，然后很懂他的话，那当神在跟你说话的时候，你里面会有一个很大的确信和平安。
Amen. This is why, brothers and sisters, discernment is probably the most important thing in terms of knowledge-wise that we need to acquire from God.
所以我们现在最需要的就是这分辨的能力，比任何其他能力在我们这一代人来说更重要。
Lord, give me the gift of discernment.
主啊，给我这分辨的能力。
Help me to be able to discern.
让我能够分辨得了。
What is right and what's wrong?
看得到对与错。
Truth and lies.
看得到真理与谎言。
Reality and non-reality.
看得到事实和不事实的事情。
It is important for our relationship with God.
这个对我们跟神之间的关系是很重要的。
No one deceives us.
就没有人能够骗得了我们。
It is important in our prayer life.
在很重要，就在我们的祷告生活当中。
In our walk with God.
在我们跟神同行的日子中。
Amen. If somebody convinces us that is the right route, but that's not the right route, and if you keep going down the wrong route, you will end up in the wrong place.
如果有人跟你说，哦，你要向左走，然后其实并不是应该走左走的，你要继续这么走下去，你就会看到那结的果子不对了。
So today I encourage you.As part of your prayer, Lord, grant me discernment.
所以今天我们今天的祷告也是主啊，来给我这分辨的能力。
And that discernment comes through God giving you knowledge, God giving you wisdom.
那分辨的能力，我们所祷告的是神给的智慧和知识。
And for us to acquire that knowledge, to acquire that wisdom, God is free, will give us freely.
那我们如果要求神给我们智慧，跟神祷告说要知识，神会白白的给我们。
The Bible calls that the mind of Christ.
圣经里面说的是耶稣的心意。
Amen. Not only do we have obtained salvation.
不光是我们得了神的救恩
but we can also acquire the wisdom and the knowledge from God.
我们可以仍然去求神的智慧和知识，还有他的心意。
That's why Hebrew chapter 4 verse 15 tells us, every time when we are in a situation where we need to find a way out, we need wisdom and we need understanding to solve a problem.
所以这是我们看希伯来书四章十五节，我们就会知道，当我们自己找不到一个解药和解答方式的时候，我们就更需要神的智慧了。
When you reach a dead end, when you are trapped within a confusion,
当你走到了一个死角的时候，或当你完全就混淆迷惑了、搞不清的时候
，and depression comes over you,
然后你发现你开始有点抑郁了
，negativity comes into your mind,
看那种负面的思想进来了
，and you feel you're trapped,
然后你感觉糟糕，我已经掉到了陷阱里了。
This is what the scripture.Tell you to do.
这个就是现在圣经里面教你所做的一个经文。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也在各方面受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Relax.
所以我们要放松。
We are humans.
我们只是人而已。
We will have doubts.
我们肯定会有怀疑啊。
We will have temptation.
我们肯定会有试探嘛。
Amen. Don't be religious.
就不要搞那种宗教性的想法。
Don't live in that condemnation.
不要在自责中度过。
Oh, I'm a pastor. I shouldn't be like this.
哦，我是一个牧师啊，我刚才不应该是这样子行为的。
But I tell myself, but you are human.
那我跟我自己说，可是你也是个人呐。
You will have fears.
你当然会有惧怕呀。
You will be confused.
你当然会有迷惑呀。
You will have negative days.
你肯定会有很负面的一天呐。
You will have struggles.
你肯定会有挣扎呀。
And the devil will attack you.
当然魔鬼会攻击你呀。
The world will attack you.
世界也会攻击你呀。
It's not because you've done something wrong.
不是因为你做错了什么事情。
Amen.That is just being a human being.
只是你就是一个人而已。
Living in this world.
在一个这个世界当中活着的人。
Amen. And that is why God tells us don't fall into temptation.
所以神
What is that temptation?
神叫我们不要祷告，不要受过试，不要进入试探。
The temptation is I'm going to leave God.I don't want to carry on as a Christian. I don't want to trust God anymore.
什么样的试探呢？其实最大的试探就是我要离开神，我不相信神了。
All these things are attacking you is trying to pull you away from God.
所以这些来攻击你的绝对的目的就是让你从神身边走开。
I'm going to stay away from church.
我现在要走开，我要离开教会了。
I'm not going to go on Sunday.
我再也不要星期天去教会了。
Me and God will be fine.
我跟神自己搞定了，不要教会。
Other brothers and sisters.
我也不晓其他的那弟兄姊妹来干什么。
That is a temptation.
这个就叫做试探。
And God knows about that.
神知道这种试探。
The enemy wants to isolate you.
因为敌人就是想让你孤立起来。
Because it's easier to snuff you out when you're alone.
如果你是一个人的话，最容易把你偷走的。
But if you keep sticking yourself to other brothers and sisters.
如果你要是跟其他弟兄姊妹都绑在一起。
Especially the intercessors.
特别是那些啊会为你代祷的人。
If they see a devil on you.
如果他们看到你头上有魔鬼的话。
Say, hey, you got a devil, let me pray. Get out in Jesus' name.
他们就会马上指着你头上的魔鬼跟你说我要跟你祷告奉耶稣的名出来。
Amen. Brothers and sisters, that's why we have one another.
这是为什么我们需要彼此。
To encourage each other, to pray for each other.
需要彼此互相鼓励互相勉励互相祷告。
And the devil knows he can't touch you.When you're surrounded by people who keep praying.
所以魔鬼才知道他碰不了你啊，因为你一直在一个这么大的祷告团队里面。
Amen. We got brothers and sisters in this church. If I was a devil, I wouldn't go near them.
你知道我们教会有一些弟兄姊妹们，我要是魔鬼的话，我碰都不敢碰他们。
They are famous in hell.
他 他在地狱是很有名的。
The demons know about their name.
那些魔鬼都知道他们叫什么名字。
Do you know that bunch of people? Don't go near them.
你知道那些人吗？你都不敢去碰近靠近他们。
That's why you come to church.
这是为什么你会来教会吗
？That's why you join a fellowship group.
这是为什么你要跟人团契呀
？And you become part of the brothers and sisters.
所以你才会成为弟兄姊妹中间的家人的一员。
But when you're alone.
如果你一个人的话
you fall into temptation,
你会很容易进入试探
the enemy will drag you away.
敌人很快就把你偷走了
And the Bible says God knows what that means.
圣经说耶稣知道这是什么滋味
This is what he recommends.
这是为什么他才这样子来建议我们
In verse 16,
在第十六节
Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace.That we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯、蒙恩惠和及时的帮助。
That's why Scripture instructs us not to worry.
所以圣经才会教我们不要担心。
Because God has a solution.
因为神一直都是有答案的。
We just need to be patient.
我们是需要耐心。
We just It resists the temptation.
我们也需要拒绝那些试探。
Of turning our backs on God.
特别是那些要转向背离神的试探。
Of losing faith in God.
和对神没信心的试探。
Amen. Don't bother. I did it many times.
你们也不用担心哈，我自己都不知道干了多少次这种事。
As a human being, many times I said, God, this is it. This is it.
作为一个人，你知道有多少次我跟我们的神说，
God,
就这样啊，
the last chance.
主啊，这是你最后一次机会。要不然我们俩，
And you did not answer me.
你要再不答的话，那我们俩就这样了。
You see, when I got eight D's,
所以当我拿到那个八个 D 的时候，
the temptation is Christianity is not real.
然后我当时的试探就是，哎，这基督根本信不得嘛。
But other brothers and sisters came and talked to me. Joshua, you know, you need to be sensible for next year.
然后最后有弟兄姊妹来跟我说，他说：“教授啊，你知道你明年你要稍微自己复习一下哈。”
Year two.
都第二年嘞。
Crusade.
你那个再去什么搞什么属灵的活动啊
？Revision.
你还是在家里把你的复习，你这样要考试好就复习吧。
Didn't go to crusade.
然后我当时就没有去参加别的活动。
Didn't go to Bible study.
我也没有去搞什么学习的活动，圣经学习。
Every day.
我当时真的是认认真真复习了。
And I learned my lesson.
然后我就学了我的功课。
Amen.That's why I'm able to advise young people.
所以我现在呢，可以跟年轻人这样说了。
Because of the price that I paid.
因为我自己付了一个代价。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, there are things that always will lead us into a temptation, thinking I'm not going to trust God anymore with my life.
所以啊，我们的人生会常常碰到这样的试探。那最大的试探就是我要离开神，我不要神在我生命当中。
But instead, what I've learned and what the Bible is telling me.Every time when I mess up, I come before God.
但是我们要明白的是，不管我们多么的糟糕，我们一定要坦然无惧的来到神面前。
And guess what?
你猜猜怎么着
？God speaks to us.
神会对我们说话。
God helps us.
神会帮助我们。
God finds a way.
神会找到一条解路。
Even when we mess up.
不管我们是怎么样的弄糟糕了。
And it's because of our decisions.
但是那都是因为我们自己错误的决定。
We made the wrong decision.
因为我们自己错误的决定。
We lost a lot.
我们就有很大的损失。
We suffer a lot.
我们也受了很多苦。
When you make a big mistake, what can you do?
当你自己已经知道犯了一个错了，你要怎么办呢？
I'm telling you, you can come before God.
那我们就是要坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
And he will look at you.
他会看着你。
And he will see you.
他会看到你就是你。
And he will show you grace.
他会给你恩典。
Even though you are totally wrong.
就算你是犯天大的错误。
When everybody else gives up on you.
所有的人都放弃你了。
And when everybody else say, 你该死了你。
所有的人说你活该呀。
Right? 你该死了你。
你活该吗？今天有这一天。
You see, the throne of grace, you can't hear that.
你知道在恩典里面是听不到活该这种话的。
If I was on the throne of grace,
如果我
that's what you will hear.
如果今天是我坐在这个宝座上的时候，你可能就会听到我说你活该了。
But are you glad that I'm not God?
你是不是很开心我竟然不是神？
With God, He will say, "Come, my son."
但是神就会跟你说，来呀，儿子。
Come to the right place.
你来到对地方了。
What are you worried about?
你到底在担心什么？
I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
我都不知道你自己在说什么。
My son has died for you.
我自己的亲生儿子，我都被你爱死，这还不够吗？难道？
God won't demand anymore.
你都不能，你还要更多的吗？
God will pick us up.
神会让我们站起来。
God will exalt us.
他永远都会让我们举起来，再次被高举。
Because he has lived as a human before.
因为他自己也以人的方式活过。
Amen. He knows what's it like to be a human.
他知道当人是什么感觉的。
And do you know what? In John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17.
约翰福音十四章十六到十七节。
You see, our counselor has gone to heaven.
那我们的保惠师呢，已经到天上了。
But then he sends the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，他又派了圣灵下来。
Guess what he called the Holy Spirit?
那我们的，如果你把耶稣叫测试，那你说圣灵叫什么呢
？Our counselor.
那我们就按这一节说，叫保惠师。
Verse 16, he said, "I will ask the Father, and He will give you another helper, which means counselor, to be with you forever."Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
我要求父，父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师，使他永远与你们同在。他就是真理的灵，是世人不能接受的，因为他们既看不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
We are blessed.
我们真有福。
Because our wonderful counselor.
因为我们的奇妙的测试。
Is now the Holy Spirit.
现在叫做圣灵。
And he moves on from Isaiah.
他现在已经从以赛亚书继续变成了灵。
And the new covenant is even greater.
新约比旧约更好更大。
It says here.That he will dwell in you and will be with you.
他说他要常与你们同在，而且还要在你们里面。
In other words, wherever you go, he's there.
就换句话说，就是你不管今天到哪里，他都在你里面的，跟你同在的。
That's why many times when we talk to God,
所以每次当我们跟神说话的时候
，something reacts inside you.
你发现你的里面有反应。
You feel the peace.
你感觉到里面有平安。
You feel the energy.
你感觉到里面有力量出来。
The encouragement.
感觉到里面有鼓励。
The witness.
里面有见证。
The faith.
里面有信心。
It's inside.
全部都在里面。
It's not here. It's here.
不是在头脑里哦，是在心里，在灵里哦。
Because in us,
因为在我们
dwells the Holy Spirit.
在我们里面有圣灵。
And if He dwells in us,
如果他在我们的里面
，then He will give us the wisdom.
那他就会把他的智慧都在里面放着。
He is our counselor.
对，他就是我们的奇妙测试。
Amen. That's why in this Christmas we got to realize He's called God with us.
所以我们在这个圣诞节，我们要知道神叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
Don't face the coming year thinking, "What am I going to do? I'm going to be alone. I've got all these things I need to make all these decisions." One day at a time, brother.
所以你不要老是想到明年呢，然后就做大计划呀，我要做什么呀，我要有什么样的计划？其实我们一步一步来就好了。
Remember, your God already seen the end.
你要知道，你所认识的神已经看到了大结局的。
Oh, who am I going to get married to?
哦，那我到底要跟谁结婚呢
？He's already seen your children.
他都连你的儿子、孩子都看见了。
And your grandchildren.
你的孙子他都看见了。
Amen. Oh, what am I going to do? No.God is in the past tense.
你要知道神哦，神是过去式。
He's been there.
他已经走过了。
And he's come back.
他是你知道他都是走了你的人生了，他回来跟你说话。
All will be well.
做一切都会好的。
Hallelujah. When he say to us, "Don't worry," he's not a liar.
当他跟你说不要焦虑，不要担心，他不是跟你撒谎哦。
How many of you were worried about was yesterday? You were worrying.
你有没有这种经历？就是你昨天还在担心一个事情。
Well, today is was your yesterday.
那今天就是
was your tomorrow.
那今天就是你昨天所担心的明所谓的明天。
What happened?
那今天你有没有事
？Nothing.
什么都没发生，对不对
？Amen. Hallelujah. Many times, the one thing I've learned from my old pastor, the one piece of wisdom.
那我以前跟我的自己的牧师呢，学过一个智慧。
He says to me.You know, we all have many, many things that we think about.
他说我们人呢，头脑里就喜欢想很多很多事情。
He said, Joshua, what you should do is every day before you go to bed.
那 Joshua， 你要做的就是你每天上床睡觉之前
，Imagine you got a box at the bottom of your stairs。
你就想象呢，你的那个楼梯上面有一个盒子。
Put all your worries in there。
把你所有的担心都放到那盒子里面。
Put all your issues in there。
把你所有的问题都放到盒子里面。
And then go to bed。
然后就睡觉。
Guess what？
想想怎么着
？The next day when you come back。
明天早上起来的时候
，You'll find in your box。
你会发现你的盒子里面
，Most of the things are gone。
就那些东西都不在了。
And that's how life is.
生活就是这个样子。
That's why the insurance company makes so much money.
这是为什么那些保险公司就赚很多钱嘛
？Because we worry.
他赚的就是你这些焦虑的代价和钱嘛。
And God is telling us, don't worry.
那神就说你不要焦虑嘛。
Amen. Because He is wise.
因为神是有智慧的。
He has the knowledge.
他有这样的知识。
And guess what? We are his children.
而我们又是他的儿女。
And if we need a counselor,
如果我们需要一个保惠师，一个测试，
come before him.
我们就可以直接坦然无惧地来到主的面前。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this new coming year.
主啊，我们为这将要来的新一年也感谢你。
And we've already seen that during this year.
我们已经在今年这一年看到了。
That your hand has already begun many works.
你的手已经开始了很多美好的工作。
And Lord, we don't know what's going to happen.
主，我们也不知道明天会怎么样。
We don't know what surprise is going to happen.
我们也不知道明天会有什么样的惊喜。
But because we have you,
但是因为我们有你。
We have our brothers and sisters.
有我们的弟兄姊妹们。
We have our own family.
有我们自己的家人们。
Together, Lord.
主啊，在一起。
We will all be okay.
我们都会好的。
Father, we will trust you.
主啊，我们相信你。
We will trust you.
我们完全相信你。
For you have already seen the end from the beginning.
因为你已经在大结局都看到了。
And I thank you for such a confident God.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，你是这么的让我们有信心的一个神。
He's truly wise.
你是这么高智慧的神。
And he's full of knowledge.
然后你是这么高知识。
And you are full of truth.
主啊，你是满有真理的神。
May you grant us, Lord, this discernment.
主啊。
The gift of discernment, the discernment that we need in this age.
主啊，赐给我们在这一代所需要的那分辨的能力。
That we all may be wise and knowledgeable people.
让我们都成为有你的智慧和知识的人。
We thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Let's all stand and we worship the Lord.
一起来敬拜主。
Isn't he beautiful?Isn't he Prince of Peace, Son of God? Isn't he? Isn't he
wonderful?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Isn't
brothers and sisters, peace and shalom will come over you.
弟兄姊妹们，神的平安会与你同在。
Peace is in your now in your heart.
平安就在你的心里。
May the Lord bless you.
让主来祝福你。
May the Lord bless you.
主祝福你。
Those of you who are suffering from anxiety, from worries,
那些在担心、焦虑中间受苦的弟兄姊妹们
，even depression,
还有在抑郁中的弟兄姊妹们
，but you got nothing to worry about.
你什么都不用担心的。
Sometimes you don't even know what you're worrying about.
甚至你可能自己都不知道自己在担心什么。
Sometimes you don't know why you're feeling this way.
你可能甚至都不知道自己为什么会低落。
So the Lord is inviting you today.
主今天在邀请你。
To come to the wonderful counselor.
来到这奇妙测试这里。
And he, you will not be able to comprehend.
你完全无法理解他那么高的智慧。
But all you can understand is.
你唯独能明白的是。
That he received you.
他接纳了你。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And he will help you.
他会帮助你。
So Father, I pray.
所以父啊，我们祷告。
That you give us the faith.
给我们这样的信心
the patience,
还有我们的耐心
to believe you,
来相信你
for work,
要做
for work,
不管你是工作的快也好慢也好
whichever happens,
不管发生什么
we trust you,
我们都信你
that you will do things in your time,
你会在你正确的所定的时间做事情
in your wisdom,
在你的智慧里做事情
and I pray, oh God, that you will be with us, every one of us,
主啊你与我们当中的每一个人同在
Today, tomorrow, and every other day.
不管是今天、明天还是哪一天。
And I just pray, Lord, Lord, amongst us, Lord, you give us some vision.
主啊，我们祷告，你给我们看见。
Some hope.
看见那盼望。
Just a token of good news.
能看到这好消息所带来的好处。
To show us, Lord, that you are hearing us.
让我们能够知道你真听到我们了。
And that our brothers and sisters here today, that you just need a little bit of confirmation.
所以主啊，在我们今天弟兄姊妹当中，给那么一点点的确信。
So I pray that this week.
所以今天我们祷告这一周。
Although you may not find the answer of your main prayer.
你也许在你的祷告中也还没有找到你的答案。
But we're going to pray that God's going to give you a token.
但是我去祷告神给了你们一点点的小鼓励
An indication
那么一点点的小方向
Some good news
让你觉得很是好消息
That will convince you
能够让你确信
That will help you
能够让你知道帮助你
To continue to trust him
能够继续相信他
So right now Lord we receive in Jesus name
所以主啊我们就在这里奉主的名接受和领受
And nothing will stop the blessing of the Lord
没有什么会阻止你的祝福在我们当中
Nothing will stop His goodness over our lives.
没有任何事能让你的在我们生命中的良善被阻拦。
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
谢谢主。
Your goodness and mercy are over us.
你的良善和你的恩慈都在我们里面。
That your wisdom and that your knowledge is accessible.
你的智慧和你的知识我们无法测度。
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
我们都知道他在我们这里。谢谢主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
Be seated if you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐，如果你们需要代祷的话，请到前面来。